Welcome to the Manifestation Bay podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a manifestation expert, master mindset coach, and multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm obsessed with helping you achieve everything that you once thought was impossible. If you're looking to massively up-level your life, your finances, your relationships, your productivity and success, then you have come to the right place. My goal in this podcast is to help you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of mindset development to help you maximize who you are and where you're going. Leave it to me to provide you with the tools, the resources, the strategies, and teachings that you need to manifest a reality wilder than your wildest dreams. I know we're about to have so much fun together, so thank you so much for pushing play today, and now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Manifestation Babe podcast. I hope you are having an amazing day wherever you are. Today, unfortunately, our air conditioner stopped working, and apparently it stopped working in the entire building, and we are brand new to this building, so we don't yet know exactly like what to do, who to go to. We had a maintenance person come in, but long story short, it is currently 80 degrees in my office as I'm recording this, and it's like 100 degrees outside in LA today. I swear that's at least what it feels like. So I'm really happy that you can't see me on camera right now because I am literally sweating. So I'm feeling so grateful today, not only for air conditioning when it works and just the fact that we even have air conditioning. And I just feel so privileged to have air conditioning and also that we have people who know how to fix it. And also the fact that we have such a thing as a podcast microphone where you don't necessarily need to see me in order to hear me. So this is an episode that I'm really excited to record. And I've talked about this many times, but I realized that I don't have a specific podcast dedicated to it. And I talk very often whenever I get interviewed, whenever people want to hear my story, this is a story I tell. And so it's very enmeshed and entangled into everything that I share around how I built Manifestation Babe or how I came across manifestation or how I made manifestation work for me. But I had a lot of questions, and I know that so many of you have been waiting for this episode because I got so many requests since I talked about this last on my story. And I always forget that every single week there's new people who come and follow me and there's new people who come across the podcast and there's so many questions. And so I want my podcast to be like an archive of all of my wisdom. That's my goal. Like by the time that I leave this planet, I want my podcast, my Instagram, just any of these places where I share my content to be like an archive of everything in my life that I feel is relevant in order to share with you stuff that you can apply also in your life to help improve your life. And so I wanted to put this in the archive officially and dedicate an episode to the experiment that blew up my business, bank account, and life in a single year. So for anyone right now who's like, what experiment, right? What are you talking about, Catherine? Well, I'm going to be talking about something today that is more subtle than you think. It's not anything in particular that I did, but more so the decision that I made and the energetic impact, like what that created energetically, which then manifested into the physical for me in a single year in my life. So this is not even something recent, but this is a mindset that I still operate from today. And I shared on my Instagram stories a couple weeks ago how right now I started another experiment, and it's been fascinating so far. And this is something that I do. Sometimes I'll do these specifically for my launches, where I go into a 7-day experiment, or I go into a 24-hour experiment, or sometimes I just need a little bit of courage, you guys, and just a little kick in the ass. And I will do a 20-second experiment where I challenge myself to make a decision or to say something or to do something that I normally wouldn't do, but I know is going to help me grow. Right. So this is very useful to do in your life when you are so used to being comfortable with where you are. And in order to get to where you want to go, you have to face that discomfort, right? There's a lot of faith that's involved. There's a lot of discomfort that's involved. There's a lot of believing in the unseen. And I want to share this story with you guys because this is something that you can actually do. You can actually fall back on this. It's a way of being that will help you stick with it. Because if you stick with it, you will get the results. And if you don't stick with it, then unfortunately, nothing's going to change, right? So I'm going to share with you an experiment that I quote unquote embarked on between 2016 and 2017. I would say about May of 2016 and the quote unquote end date was May of 2017. That literally put me on the trajectory that I'm on right now and helped me go from living on my grandma's couch to my very first apartment in LA, going from making $9,000 in all of 2016 to $600K in my business in the following year. Going from about 500-ish followers. I don't remember, guys, like some of these numbers, I'm just like, this is me not accessing anything, no data. This is just off the top of my head. So there's a lot more that happened, but these are the things that stand out. So these are estimates that stand out in my head right now. So it was going from like 500-ish followers on a Manifestation Babe, like the Instagram, for instance, to about 40K, right, within a year, as well as quitting my 9-to-5 job. And then there is so much more, but these are the main things, right? And these are pretty big things. I mean, these are life-changing results. And this all happened for me in a single year. And I call this my one-year experiment. And this is also what I called it back then too when I first tried it. So I was very conscious of what I was doing. It was a very conscious decision. So let me share the story of how I even came up with this or where this decision came from. So shortly after moving into my grandma's house and living on her couch, because she didn't have a bed for me or a bedroom. And I don't know if you guys even know the backstory behind my grandma's couch. When I moved to LA, I definitely could not afford living in an apartment. And I knew that. And I came to LA with no real plan. My plan was to make my dreams come true, but that was so ambiguous, right? It could be anything. And I started Manifestation Babe at the time, but I didn't go full into it because I was still running, or at least trying to save, a failing MLM business. And by failing, I mean that I was losing passion for it. So that was pretty much, my part in it. Like I just wasn't putting as much love and passion into it. So of course, the results weren't going my way, but also it's kind of scary because here I am. I just said no to medical school. So that's out of question. I don't have a quote unquote real job, what people consider to be a real job. And people still to this day will literally comment on my ads on Facebook or Instagram and also my posts saying, get a real job. And I'm like, okay, if a real job means, whatever it is that it means to you, I don't want any part in it. If this can be my job, this is going to be my job. This is amazing, right? I don't want a real job. I want a fake job. This fake job is awesome. So, I didn't have a quote unquote real job. And then, let's see what else happened. Yeah, I had barely any money. I was $15,000 in debt at the time because I just invested into Tony Robbins. There was just a lot going on. And so when I moved to LA, my only plan was just to figure this thing out. I just I went with so much faith, you guys, and I moved out of my parents' house. This is my first time in the real world, but I knew that I couldn't afford living on my own, so I moved in with my father. Now, I have updated you guys since then that, like, I don't have a relationship with my father to this day. I haven't had a relationship with him since pretty much this whole incident happened. And the details don't matter, but the point is that I started living with my father. I lived in a spare bedroom. The whole situation felt very Cinderella-like. I did not feel welcome whatsoever. And I one day snapped about 2 weeks into living with him. I just snapped. I gathered all my stuff. I put it in my Jetta. That's what I drove at the time. And I actually did get a job at this time. So I got a job. Then I snapped. Then I packed up my car. I put everything in my car. I called my grandma. I said, "Grandma, do you mind if I move in with you for just a little bit until I figure things out?" And she was like, "Of course, of course, of course." And so I moved in with her. And I remember just unloading my suitcases, my clothing, just in her living room, because that's the only place I had. And so I slept on her couch for about 5 months. Her drawers, you know how people have like stuff in the living room, you know, storage places in the living room. That was my closet. And behind her closet was my library. That's where I had my books. That's where I had various items, my belongings. And so I pretty much, that's how I lived. And so I was feeling very, very lost at this time. I was feeling angry with my father for not treating me like I'm his daughter, like I'm his family. The fact that I'm living with my grandma now, it's even worse of a situation. I don't have any privacy. It just felt so daunting, the whole thing. And around that time, you know, as I was growing Manifestation Babe with no intention yet on making it this full-time thing, I was just kind of figuring out, like, what do I want to do? And I knew that coaching was something that was sticking out to me because, as I mentioned before, and how I became a manifestation coach with my Beachbody business, that was basically what I was doing, you guys. What I do today is literally what I used to do back then. And so it was no different. It was just, I didn't realize that I can monetize things outside of fitness, right? I didn't realize that there was a world of business that existed for me, at least, outside of the multi-level marketing world, which nothing wrong with multi-level marketing. I think it's a cool business model. I think it gives people such a doorway and an opportunity into starting their business. But it just, it really limited me in the space of, like, I really wanted to do the mindset stuff outside of fitness. And I didn't know of such a thing because nobody was doing it around who I surrounded myself with, right? And then I tell the whole story in that podcast. So I'm not going to go into it. And so around this time, you know, I was using the law of attraction. I knew about manifestation. I have been teaching people how to build a vision board, but there was, of course, parts of me that still doubted it because I was like, look at my freaking life. Like, how does this actually work? I know that it works because I've seen it with various things like travel deals that I've manifested or, you know, the fact that I did come to LA, LA has been on my vision board for a while, like various things would manifest, but others wouldn't. You know, I get a lot of people ask me questions like, "Catherine, I'm so good at manifesting deals, like discounts, but I'm having a hard time manifesting money." So I was pretty much the same way. I was really good at manifesting small things here and there, but I would never believe that I could actually manifest, you know, large sums of money or a successful business, like not just a successful business, but like something beyond like 10K months, 20K months, 30K months, et cetera. So on my grandma's couch, I remember journaling and scripting, you know, out of frustration. I was like, this is going to be my ideal life one day. And this is what I choose to believe. I know I sound crazy even to myself, but this is what it's going to be. This is where I'm going to live. This is how much money I'm going to make. This is what my business is going to look like. This is how much I travel. I travel to a new country or city every single month, which all of this stuff that I literally scripted back then has manifested, by the way. But at the time I was like, okay, this is just something I'm making up again, right? Because I had no proof that something so epic could actually come into my reality. And I was scrolling on Instagram that night, as like most people do, right? When you're chilling and you got the gram open and you're scrolling and scrolling. And ironically, actually, I think I was on a hashtag, like hashtag motivational quotes, because I needed some motivation. And ironically, as I tell the story, you guys, I, you know, invested into Tony Robbins events. And then it was like that investment that set me off on this whole journey of uncertainty, and things got way worse before they got better. And so it was very ironic that it was it's me seeing a Tony Robbins quote that got this whole ball rolling. And I saw a Tony Robbins quote and it said, live as though your prayers have already been answered. And it's like a classic picture of Tony, you know, doing his like, like if you've ever been to one of his events, you know how he like stretches out his arms and opens his chest and starts yelling like a maniac. Yeah, that's what I mean. And so that's like a picture of him. And on top of it overlaid was live as though your prayers have already been answered. And for some reason, you guys, even right now, I'm getting them full body chills. I knew I had to pay attention. And I already had my spiritual awakening by then. I was already seeing signs. I was already getting nudges. Like things were unfolding for me. So I knew that I had to pay attention to this. And I did. And I remember asking myself, I remember thinking, because I can like coach myself in my head. Like my head is a whole encyclopedia sometimes. It's like, I know some people need to write things down. Some people need to talk things out. I can accomplish a lot inside my own head. That's just how I operate. So I started painting this whole scenario and asking myself questions of like, what would actually happen if I live this way? And so I weighed all the pros and cons. If I do, I may succeed. And if I succeed, I guess I'll have my dream life. But if I fail, well, you know, what's actually going to happen if I fail, right? What is the worst that can happen? And I think that a lot of people ask themselves this question because a lot of people are more afraid about the worst thing that can happen than the best thing that can happen, right? And they get stuck in thinking about the worst that can happen. And of course, they don't even go for it or take the risks because they're constantly focused on the worst. But what I realized in that moment, and what I actually want to share with you guys today, I had another download about this today as I was making just some notes for this podcast, was that first of all, I was already living my worst case scenario. I was already on my grandma's couch. I mean, I know that it could get worse. And I felt very like grateful and privileged that I did have a grandma who had a place for me, who had a couch, right? But in like my life and my experience, that was like the worst case scenario. And I just knew that if anything, I could fall back on this plan, right? And for a download that I had today, actually, that I was thinking about is like, okay, so if you're on your grandma's couch, it's very easy to be like, okay, I'm already living my worst case scenario, right? For some people, that's a rock bottom moment. But Catherine, what if you're not at a rock bottom moment, but you want to take your life to the next level, right? And what I realized today is I'm sitting here in this beautiful, gorgeous apartment that I am so proud of manifesting. And I literally have been working on manifesting this for the last 6 months. And I will create a podcast episode on how I manifested it and the story behind it, just to give you guys another story into why it's so important to hold the faith and hold the faith and hold the faith and hold the faith. As I'm sitting here, I'm like thinking like, you know what? Wherever you are currently, you've already energetically played that game. What I mean by that is that you're a vibrational match to where you are right now. So let's say that you want to build a $100 million company, but currently you have a $10 million company and you already live in a mansion, but you want to live in a bigger mansion. And you already fly first class, but you want to fly in a jet, right? Some people, when they ask themselves, what's the worst thing that can happen? They immediately imagine themselves having nothing. For some reason, that's where they think that they can go if they take the risks behind what it takes to go to that ultimate next level. But what people don't realize, and I think it's so important to note because I don't hear about this often, is that wherever you are currently, you've already figured out how to get there. Okay. So whatever money you're making a year, let me give you another example. Let's say that you're already making 50K a year and you live in a one bedroom apartment in a beautiful city and you have a dog and you have a fiance or husband or wife or whatever. And like things are really comfortable, but you would like so much more. I think that so many people forget that where you are currently, you will always figure out how to get back there because you're already there right now. Vibrationally, your soul has already imprinted on the vibration that it's going to take for you to get there. So let's say you take a risk where you invest in a business and the business flops, right? And you potentially lose everything. you still know how to get back to that place of making 50K a year, living in a one bedroom apartment, having that husband, fiance, whatever, the dog, you know, whatever it is in your life that you want, going on that trip to Hawaii or going on that trip to Mexico or whatever it is, you vibrationally, and I know I'm like taking such a huge sidestep and tangent right now, but I think it's important to mention that this is something that I didn't realize until very recently. Where you currently are is your worst case scenario. So it is only up from here, even if temporarily there is something worse that happens, meaning that even if temporarily you have to downsize or something happens where you do lose something, you know how to get back to where you currently are. And from that point, you can always build from that foundation. And that didn't make sense to me until today. So I have, again, full body chills as I'm saying this, and that is my confirmation for something that I'm downloading from Source, that Source is telling me right now, that I just want you guys to hear that there really is nothing to be afraid of. Okay. No matter what happens, no matter how your life journey unfolds, the worst that's going to happen is you are right where you are right now. And how freeing does that sound? Right. So it's only up, up, up. The better it gets, the better it gets, the best is yet to come. And that's why I so hardcore believe in that, is because I have experienced it so much by now. So anyway, going back to my story, what's the worst thing that can happen? Grandma's couch. So for the next 12 months, I thought to myself, you know, a year is very easy to imagine because we are so used to, on New Year's Eve, setting these 1 year intentions. This is essentially what we do. Our resolutions are like our goals, our intentions, our manifestations. And so I thought to myself, for the next year or 12 months, what if I lived my life as if my prayers have already been answered? What if I lived my life as if my success was inevitable? And just to clue you guys, my favorite affirmation that I use to this day that guides my life came from this moment. If you guys want to know the origin of this, I know that James Wedmore, if you guys don't know James Wedmore, he's one of my really good friends now, who started as my mentor, who actually started as someone who interviewed me for his podcast, then became my mentor, then became one of my really good friends slash mentor who I look up to a lot. He's really, really awesome. And he actually came up with it himself too. And we always joke with each other, like, I don't know who took it from who, because I know that this came up for me, you know, alone. I didn't see anybody talk about this. So James, did you take it from me? Like, we always have a joke about it. But anyway, this is the origin of my success is inevitable. And I know that James and I both live our lives according to this affirmation. If this is not your belief, I highly recommend you borrow this belief because it is going to change your life. My success is inevitable and I'm always on the right path. Repeat after me right now, out loud, please. My success is inevitable and I am always on the right path. My success is inevitable and I'm always on the right path. That within that moment of me thinking about, what if I lived my life as if my success was inevitable and it were impossible to fail? And is that as if every single move I make from this day forward is actually in my favor? And that everything that I scripted about is going to come true no matter what. What would my life look like? What if, and these are, again, questions I kept asking myself within that moment, right before I made this decision for real, right before I committed to this 100%. I remember asking, what if I lived my life as if the law of attraction was absolutely real and I had no doubts about it at all? What would happen if I suspended all of my doubts for just a single year of my life? And I thought to myself, guys, and this is the perspective that I chose. I was like, okay, if I live up to 100 years old, potentially, what is 1 year? I mean, 1 year is just a blip. It is something that one day I'm going to look back on. It's just going to be this part of my life. So if I played this game and I failed, right, where I called it at the time, the universe dropped me on my head. That's, I don't know why that spoke to me, but I was like, if the universe drops me on my head, you know, I'm already here. I've already been dropped on my head. Here I am on my grandma's couch. You know, I can just quit. I can then know for an absolute fact that the law of attraction is a bunch of bullshit and only works for those who are lucky. But if I succeed, well, I can just keep playing the game, right? I can always come back and keep playing the game and keep playing the game and keep playing the game. And when I realize that, that I really have nothing to lose and a year is just a blip in the matrix, as I call it, as many call it, you know, why not actually go for it? And so I did. I just decided, guys, I just decided. I don't even know the date that I decided this. I should go back and like figure this out so I can put a date on it. But I played the damn game. And so what happened this year? And I think it's so important that you guys listen to this story and stay very focused on this, because this is important, because most people think when they hear my story that, you know, the next day I became a millionaire, but it wasn't like that at all. Okay. So what happened in the totality of the whole year? Well, first and foremost, I suspended all disbelief. I didn't give any of my doubts the time of day. I did so much ego work that year. If you guys want to know why I know so much about the ego and how to keep it calm and how to keep it out of your way, is because this is where I put that shit into practice. I don't teach anything that I have not yet embodied. I don't teach anything that I don't believe myself. I don't teach anything that I haven't tried myself. So everything I teach you guys on my podcast is literally just like I'm teaching things from my life. And so I learned a lot of my ego work from doing the ego work. And so I didn't give any of my doubts the time of day. I made every decision from my higher self. This is where my Manifestation Babe Academy and Rich Babe Academy process comes from, is literally from this year. So a lot of my teachings come from everything that I learned from actually being the work, not just talking about it, not just reading about it, but actually suspending all disbelief, putting aside all of my doubts, keeping myself in alignment, and knowing that my current location was not my final destination. And I know before I've mentioned like ignore your current reality, and like I don't want you guys to see that as spiritual bypassing, because I was always aware of my current reality, right? I teach inside of my academies that it's very important for you to understand what your current location is. It's very important to understand what specifically needs to be shifted, what needs to be done, a shadow work, et cetera, et cetera. But also knowing at the same time that your current location is not your final destination. And I kept putting my intentions out there while taking the massive inspired action daily and really listening to my intuition. And again, a lot of what I know about intuition comes from this year, because I really had to force myself to listen. And so you know what happened, you guys? From that day for the next 6 months, nothing. Nothing amazing happened for a while. Okay. And this is a key part of the story, because remember, I dedicated myself to 12 months. And what does the average person living their life from their ego would do in this moment? A lot of people give themselves the time, like let's say 12 months, and then 6 months, nothing happens. And they go, well, didn't happen the first 6 months, then, you know, even though I set the timeline of 12 months, well, it means it's not going to happen, right? People forget that the universe works in the 11th hour. And again, I always teach you guys the universe works in the 11th hour, because again, I learned a lot this year about myself, about my strength, about my mindset, about the law of attraction, about manifestation. This is where I discovered the 12 universal laws that I teach. So this is how I created this multidimensional, multi-layered aspect of manifestation that isn't just love and light, right? Isn't just focus on what you want. There's so much more to it, but you have to really embody yourself in the work to understand it. And this is what I hope each and every single one of you, when you listen to my podcast episodes, you actually apply them. That's why I try to make these as applicable as possible. And that's why my academies are created from being actionable and applicable, because that's how you're going to learn, right? You're not going to learn just from listening to my voice. You're going to learn from actually doing the things that I encourage you guys to try out for yourselves. So if I didn't make this, you know, decision, then, you know, just imagine like waiting 6 months for nothing to happen, right? Like what would that do to you? And I just had to keep reminding myself, no, Catherine, 12 months, 12 months, 12 months, just trust, trust, trust. Until New Year's Eve between 2016 and 2017. Here's what happened. This is how I knew the shit was working. Okay, this is my very first sign. Now, again, you guys, May of 2016 is when I started the experiment. December of 2016 is when the first major thing happened. Okay. And that's not to say that little things didn't happen here. It was just that I didn't have any major proof. Okay. So Brennan, I was supporting the two of us at this time. Long story short, we moved in together around October. We lived actually in my step grandma's apartment because she ended up getting really sick. She ended up moving up to Washington with my parents. Her condo was, which my grandparents now live in. It was empty, and my mom offered Brennan and I an opportunity to deepen our relationship and move into that condo for a couple months. And so grateful for that. That was our very first like step into having our own place before we actually moved into our own space that we were proud of, that we actually paid for, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so New Year's Eve, Brennan saved up all of his money from his catering jobs because he didn't have a job. I was supporting the two of us. He was catering, et cetera, et cetera. We first lived separately, then we moved in together. And I supported the two of us, and he took me to Las Vegas for our anniversary. And our anniversary, even our wedding anniversary, is now New Year's Eve. So our dating anniversary was New Year's Eve, and then we got married in Costa Rica in 2018 on New Year's Eve, which was awesome. And so it's a very special day for us. And New Year's Eve is just a special day in general for me because as someone who loves intention setting, right? It's like the whole world all of a sudden becomes manifestation babes and everyone's excited about their life again, right? So he saved up all his money and he took me to Vegas for our anniversary, and I was stoked. I was like so excited because we didn't spend any money for the longest time. Brennan and I were so broke, guys, like so broke. And it was just like, I was like, yes, finally we get to experience a taste of the life that we want, right? So we went to Vegas and I decided to have my third launch around that time. Now, keep in mind, I'm mentioning my third launch. My first two were very quiet, maybe one or two people purchased. And I was expecting for some reason to have at least 50 sales in each one, right? And this just goes to show you guys that like your first few launches, do not judge your entire business off of your first few launches, please. Now we have much bigger launches. And we have like multiple six-figure launches, almost to the million mark, but not yet. Still working on manifesting that, right? I am manifesting that to happen here in 2020. But like most people give up again after their first two launches don't necessarily work out. So this is another lesson I hope you guys take, that this is now my third launch. And I still excitedly, because I'm in my experiment, I am suspending all disbelief. I put up a pre-sale right at New Year's Eve and just had the faith that it would work, even if it were my third launch, that people were going to buy this time. People wanted this program, that I had value to give. People wanted to learn from me. Things were going to happen. And as Brennan and I were checking in for our hotel in Las Vegas, as soon as we got there, guess what happened? My PayPal started to go off, and it went off and it went off. And 72 hours later, as we were driving home back to LA, I made about $5,000 in a single weekend. And I was blown away, you guys, because I went from never seeing more than $1,000 a month in my business to this in a single weekend. And this was like the thing I needed to help me contain myself in that suspension of disbelief, because the following month I made 7K, then 11K, then 15K, then 22K, then 40K, then 80K, then 100K in a month, and so on and so forth. And everything shifted. It was like I hit the tipping point. And I talk a lot about the tipping point in my programs, where I tell my students that you have to keep going until you hit the tipping point. And then when you hit the tipping point, it's like a snowball that continues. And I pretty much snowballed for the next 6 months of the experiment. It was all of my work and belief that it was going to happen, that it was going to happen, that it was going to happen, that it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. All of a sudden, I put enough energy out there into the universe. You know, I became the version of myself who's already successful in that process. And then boom. because I held the faith and because I stuck with the experiment, even when it looked like it wasn't happening. So moral of the story, you guys, hold the faith until you die. But seriously though, I want to ask you a very important question. And this is going to determine the difference between those who get results and those who don't. Okay. Are you willing to go 6 months or more right now? Are you willing to go 6 months or more? Because it could be more. This is just my story, my example. It could be more. It could be 9, it could be 10, it could be 11 months, right? It could be even longer. You might go through the experiment and still not hit your tipping point. But are you willing to do this? And are you willing to go without results and still suspend all disbelief in exchange for your dream life? If you had zero things show up in your reality that you intended on for a long time, would you still hold the faith or think that it was bullshit the entire time? Because that is what separates those who get results and those who do not. It is 100% the trust factor. Trusting that your success is inevitable no matter what. Remember that you, first of all, first and foremost, you don't gain anything from giving up. I hope you guys know that there is no gain from giving up. There is no gain from doubting. And, you know, there's a difference between the people, and I've seen many of these and I laugh every time, not coming from like a spiteful place, but just like you know, it's like, why even bother thinking this way? You know, there's a difference between the people who write articles. You know, you see the articles about how manifestation is just wishful thinking, right? It's a bunch of BS. And those who actually live it and know that there are powerful forces beyond them that are working in unison with them in their favor. The people who are dead set on believing in the law of attraction and manifestation are like that because they know that it works. It's because they live it. And the people who are busy writing articles about how it's wishful thinking, how it doesn't work, how it's a bunch of BS, are the people who gave up, unfortunately, when they didn't get results right away. Because I think the biggest misconception, and I've talked about some misconceptions lately on the podcast around manifestation, I think one of the biggest ones is that this is a quick fix, that this is the secret to becoming a millionaire overnight. And it's not at all. You guys, there is inner work galore to do. There is a lot that is at play. It's not always easy. It's simple, but it's not always easy because we're human beings and we have egos that constantly tell us all this BS that is not serving us. And we are taught in our society, the system has been created to shut ourselves off from our own innate wisdom, our own intuition, from our own higher selves. So no shit, we continue to doubt ourselves. No shit, we continue to believe that we're not enough, that we're not good enough, right? We're essentially like, we sit in our traumas forever because we're not taught how to let them go, how to release them. We're not taught to believe in ourselves. We're taught to shut down our dreams. We're taught to just go after something more realistic, right? That's what's messing us up. And people who give in to that paradigm, which, you know, used to be me, I'm not saying that I'm like exempt from any of this. You guys know, especially if you've been listening for a while, I share a lot of my stories of around like failures and how I still struggle and I still have challenges and et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't always, my life wasn't always rainbows and butterflies, right? And so it's just very interesting how some people, they go on to give up and then teach others that it doesn't work. And I would much rather be the person who never gives up, who makes it work and then teaches others how to make it work too. And so with that being said, now it is your turn. What is your experiment? Are you going to do a one-year experiment too? And if so, what are the parameters of this experiment? I want you to mark your calendar right now. Put it on your calendar. Declare today to be your first day. Declare what your life is going to look like 1 year from now. Suspend all disbelief and fucking go for it. It's a very simple, but it's a huge decision that your future self is going to thank you for, not just in this lifetime, but many, many, many lifetimes to come. And I just want to remind you guys that whatever you release in this lifetime, whatever you create in this lifetime gets passed on to future lifetimes. It gets passed down generationally. It also gets passed down energetically into other lifetimes. And you're actually going to make your other lifetimes easier Of course, every lifetime comes with its own challenges. Again, if you believe that we have multiple lifetimes, I believe that we not only have past lives, but we're also experiencing future lives right now. We're also experiencing parallel lives, right? This is a multidimensional universe and there's a lot going on. And the only reality that you're experiencing right now is the reality that you're in right now. There's other realities that exist at the same time. And there's other versions of you who are experiencing other realities, but the one that you're conscious of at this moment is this one. And imagine the things that you can create, that you can let go of, that you can inspire in this lifetime that's going to assist not only everybody in your life currently, but your children, you know, your generation passed down, or even your adoptive children or children that you mentor, or anybody who you consider family. You know, it's not just your family that you share DNA with, right? I come from a very blended family. My grandma's gone through two divorces. Her mom has gone through two divorces. My mom's gone through two divorces. And so I have like family members that I have no blood with whatsoever. I think I have three blood family members at this moment that I'm aware of, and everyone else is by marriage, right? So it's not just your blood family, guys. It's everybody you're going to impact, because that's how interconnected we all are. So it's a simple but huge decision. But once you've decided, you know, you got to act like it the whole way. And I'm curious to hear from you. Did this inspire you to try this? And are you ready to start your own experiment? Let me know by tagging me on Instagram. Take a screenshot of this episode as usual. And then tag me. I'm at Manifestation Babe on Instagram. And then just declare your 1-year experiment, right? Declare today to be the day and what you expect your life to look like 1 year from now. And then don't forget the commitment that you made every single day, guys, because I promise you next week, something's going to come up that's going to make you want to doubt. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Your ego is going to rear its head up into your own mind and say, hello, but what about this? And you're going to say, that's cool. Doesn't matter. Still going to believe, right? So the universe is always listening. I love you guys so much. Don't forget also that the doors to the Business by Design program, which I'm super excited about, it's a game-changing program that literally transformed my business, is opening on the 22nd of June. And I have a ton of incredible Manifestation Babe style bonuses that you guys get. I think there's at least, like, I don't know, $5,000 to $10,000 worth of bonuses that you get just by signing up through our link. Because yes, I am an affiliate to one of my good friends' programs, and I trust him so much. I know that you're going to be in the right hands to learn how to scale your online business with my mentor, James Wedmore. So you can get on the wait list right now. Truthfully, I don't know when exactly this podcast is going up. I hope either the waitlist is up or the doors are open and you better get in. So it's manifestyourbusinessbydesign.com. And who knows, maybe building a successful online business is part of your 1-year experiment. You just never know, right? So check out the show notes as well for any other important links that I have to share with you right now. And I will catch you guys in the next episode. Mwah. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on Instagram by following at Manifestation Babe or visiting my website at manifestationbabe.com. I love and adore you so much and can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.